USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
Former President Donald Trump's comments there. The former president speaking at a Border Patrol briefing in Texas. Trump saying that the border situation has become dangerous for the United States because of a spike in illegal immigration and asylum seekers. Comedian Bill Cosby is now a free man. The state Supreme Court issuing an opinion today to overturn his sexual assault conviction. His lawyers appealed to the court in December, arguing the trial was tainted because it allowed the past sexual allegations to be presented.
Donald Rumsfeld, the architect of the U.S. invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq and an ardent advocate of measures to streamline and modernize the American military, has died at the age of 88. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will not take up the Senate's bipartisan infrastructure agreement until a budget reconciliation bill is passed in tandem.
That particular version, as it is something that we would take up once we see what the budget parameters are of the budget bill that the Senate will pass.
Republicans in favor of the bipartisan infrastructure agreement are no fan of the highly partisan reconciliation bill. President Biden says the threat of wildfires in the western United States is as severe as it's ever been.
We know this is becoming a regular cycle, and we know it's getting worse.
Biden, not citing any specific facts while speaking with cabinet officials and governors, also said extreme heat and droughts are getting worse while the government is playing catch-up. Biden adding the blazes are not a partisan phenomenon, and it will take everyone coming together. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take some time to get to the cause of the Florida condo collapse. As the investigation is underway, many people are taking a look at all different angles of what could have happened. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has more on the story.
As the search and rescue mission continues at the collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, the effort to discover the cause of that collapse has just begun, with preliminary efforts focusing on a 2018 inspection that found cracks in concrete columns, beams, and walls in the building's parking garage. Alan Kilschammer is a structural engineer who's been hired by the city to investigate the collapse. He tells CNBC that multiple factors may have caused the collapse and that he will be looking for the trigger.
The issue is that when you have cracks, depending on the size, the cracks alone generally are not a major cause of a problem. The reinforcing steel, when you look at rusted reinforcing steel, it'll look like a lot of rust, but rust is an expansive material on steel, so you have to wire brush the steel. You get the rust off, and you see how much good metal is left. So, you know, they all will be some of the things that possibly could have contributed to the collapse in some form or another, but you have to find the trigger also of what actually precipitated the collapse.
More news online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.